Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States on 1150 AM. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I just returned from Mount Shasta late last night, and I'm still floating around. Mount Shasta itself is up in the fourth dimension, getting fourth and higher, getting close to the fifth dimension. And when you're there, you feel like you're floating, and I'm still floating around today. I've just drank 5 gallons of coffee to ground myself, and so I could do the show today. But anyway, for those of you who'd like to go to Mount Shasta, excuse me, I'll be going back again August 27th to September 3rd, and I hope you can come. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the island, around the mountain, and we always meet Adam and the people of Telos in the Hollow Earth. We also experienced many miracle healings. Everybody on my trip this time was given either a spiritual healing or a physical healing. Last year, for example, my eyesight was actually restored to perfectly clear, crystal clear 2010 eyesight in September of last year, after Adam and the people of Telos gave me a miracle healing. Other people have been healed of Lyme's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, and one lady was even given a new pair of legs so she could walk again in September 2017. Now, I can't guarantee this will happen if you come on the trip, but in order to get a healing, you have to be open to it and be a very positive and high vibration. If you have any doubts or you're negative about it, they won't be able to help you. So anyway, if you'd like to go, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The cost is just $200. It pays for camping and some food. Or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. I wanted to tell everyone my teeth really need some help, and so I'm looking for a good dentist to help me. If I can trade for services and certainly pay for the work as well. And if you do know of someone who could help me, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. I've also been getting a huge volume of emails and interest in my new shows, and I need an assistant. If you could help me with my work, I would love your help. I can also trade for services and pay for help, but if you know of anyone, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. President Kennedy has told me for this show that we're all connected, that we all have the supreme being or the creator God within us. And so what you do to your neighbor, you do yourself. So you always want to do good things for not only yourself, but other people together. And I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. And now I want to wrap up the continuation of the first hour with Liam McLaughlin and Bob Satayakam of the Puyallup, wonderful man with the Puyallup tribe on water issues. Bob, go ahead and give us some words of wisdom for my audience on water. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am. I had it on mute, so I wouldn't bother interrupting you in any way. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine, Bob. Yeah, go ahead.
I interviewed John Trudell one time, and I said, hey, John, go. Just give me some of that wisdom, you know. And it's like, can you just turn it on like that? And you say, what would be those words of wisdom? These words of wisdom, and I'll be as concise and quick as possible, is that I was at a sunset funeral yesterday afternoon, about 24 hours ago.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. There were people mourning the loss of life, this young man, and
sure.
It asked me to say a few words, and I'd asked the people. Here we are at the sunset time. It's all mm-hmm. good, you know, in this time as well as the sunrise time. You know, mm-hmm. we just don't study this medicine of death. I said,
right.
But it's all about the water. And they're like, you know, mm-hmm. like, what? What? You know, and I said, you know, water is sovereign, and so are we, but we haven't been taught or programmed that through the education system. And so I passed the cemetery, and then I asked people, I said, by show of hands, you know, real quick, how many people are living? How many people are alive, you know? And, of course, they mm-hmm. raised their hand, you know, and I said, real quick, then, you know, I said, I passed a cemetery right outside this door here. And I said, in that cemetery, you know, everybody is resting. They're all resting, and they all probably all lived and were alive, but none of them lifed, you know. None of them were alive. You know, when you say that, you reclaim your sovereignty, and the water reacts to that, because what is water? Water is the creator. The creator is the source. That's where the capital S. Source is energy, and through this electro and magnetic universe, this energy, you know, that's what this water is, you know, and it is
right.
Love. What is love? You know, that is the creator. That is energy. That is our life. You know, water is life. People go around, many Wachoni, and they don't understand the power that when they utter that in their breath, how they affect 90,000 different people when they utter the blessing of water upon people. And so, you know, anytime that people are near their water, I was going to ask your listeners, I always remind people, hey, exhale, now get ready to drink some more water. You haven't drank enough water, so if people have their water bottles, and hopefully it's not in plastic right now, but if they grab their glass of water, please, or any water, hold it near dear to their heart. Mm-hmm. There, now it's diagnosed you and has a prognosis for you. Please now, you know, bless your water. You know, hey, Creator, bless each and every one of these listeners, watchers, even Ted, our beautiful host. Bless his water, ordain and anoint his water to restore and be to its fullest faith, to its fullest hope, to its fullest forgiveness and love and gratitude at this very moment here. And then ask your listeners to drink that up right now. Right now they become the truth. Right now they become the light. Right now they become part of the healing because they're feeling it, not thinking. Well, you don't think water. You feel water, right?
Sure.
And you know,
right.
So when we're around the water bodies, whether it's a faucet, whatever, gratitude. Say
sure.
You love water, you know, and watch how you start feeling immediately like that. So that's the importance of water, you know, because we're not this and that. We are all water, right? They might say what this percentage of that, but it doesn't matter, you know. We're most water, and so it's like we're not red water, we're not black water, we're not purple water, we're not these different colors of water, right? And so there's no reason to classify or segregate or bigot against or apply any of these things to the water, right? It's transparent. It has no enemy. We all need the water. I'll leave it like
right.
That, you know.
Yeah.
That's old teaching inside the old ceremonies. Our grandpa tells me that. That was our first teaching. He said, son, in this pail, this juice, this water, it has no enemy. The Cree
right.
Need it. The Sioux need it, the Crow need it, the Blackfeet need it, the Puyallup
right.
Need it, and the Squally people need it. Everyone needs it. It has no enemy, you know. So
yeah,
I'll kind
true.
Of just leave it like that, Ted.
Okay. Well, once again, Bob, you always have wonderful words of wisdom, and I'm so happy that you could come on the show today and give us your wisdom. And I'll put you in touch with Leon after the show.
Okay. I look forward to seeing you over the weekend.
Okay, my friend, I'll give you a call tomorrow. It'd be fun to see you.
Send you my
great.
Best. I love you, and I love your listeners out of this world.
Love you too, Bob. Keep up your good
right,
work, my friend.
Right.
Okay, good. Leon, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ted.
Oh, okay, good. One of the things that Michiko Hayashi has told me many times from Dr. Modal is that God is water and water is God. And I've always thought that was very profound. Statement that it's in all of us, and for people wondering, well, what is God? What is the supreme being? Where is his energy? I think it's within all of us. What do you think of that, Leon?
You know, I really love that because, you know, even though we're bringing in clean water with water filters, you still got to put a prayer on top. So when you put a mm-hmm. prayer on top of water, it makes everything more better. So, you know, when you respect water and you pray for water and you say, water, I'm sorry, water, please forgive me. I think, you know, when you look at the universe, that's a universal thing, and it makes everything more better because water been here before we have.
Right, exactly. Well, You've how long have you been working in water issues, Leon, and how did you get started?
I've been doing it for over 20 years. I started traveling around the world, and I was on a trip in Mexico, and I was talking to a lady, and I was asking her about the water barrels on the roof.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know they were water barrels. I just said, what are these barrels on the roof for? And they said they're water barrels. They catch the rain. And the lady told me that she actually stored her water in the bathtub. So she said one day she was having a gathering. A tourist came to the gathering, went to the bathroom, the restroom, seen the water in the bathtub, and thought he was doing her a favor and drank the water, came out and told her, and she said, that was my water for a month. And she started crying. And that really stunned me. So from that point on, I was wondering, can you do a mobile water machine? Because as you know, I used to have a chain of coffee carts in Canada. So I went back to school for water distribution, repair, and maintenance, asked the school to help me to develop a mobile water cart, like the coffee cart, like the hot dog stand. And we actually developed a cart that was solar. And our first location was with World Vision in Bolivia. And the water cart that we developed was so good, we went through Bolivia, Chile, Nicaragua, Peru, and it was a total success. And so from then, we ended up like now in over 32 different countries. But it was like you said, when we talked 2 years ago, because we basically worked out the country, it was like on your show, you said, well, you know, it's a problem here in America with the Hopi and Navajo tribe. The water filters that we were using in the past, like I said, UV light for the viruses, contaminants, but it was nothing like what the Hopi and Navajo tribe was drinking with uranium and this arsenic. I mean, you're not going to see uranium in Africa, for instance. You got a dirty river. You got a dirty lake. I'm in Bolivia. You got a dirty river, dirty lake, but it's not like uranium and arsenic. That's like, you know what I mean? Radioactive stuff. So
that's
I was totally shocked that it was people and kids, babies in America, Arizona, drinking this type of water.
Absolutely, Leon. Absolutely. Well, you're doing such good work. Could you give us your website again? Because people may want to, I think they'd like to send a contribution to you. It's tax deductible for the clean water.
If anybody want to contribute, like I said, if you buy five water machines, they go for $125 each. We'll put their name on it for the legacy. And the website is www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. And we need grant writers, like I said, to help with the Hopi situation in Navajo. So anybody that can help on the fundraising, promoters, we want everybody to join us. Working together works.
Okay, let's call each other tomorrow in the afternoon, and I've written grants before successfully, so we'll brainstorm. I know I'm going to be seeing Bob Satai come tomorrow too, so we all get our heads together. Three heads are better than one, I guess. So
that would be totally awesome, Ted, because we had just talked to Ernest with the Black Mesa Trust to do grants, along with as you know, we're working with Louise, one of our donors that's going to work on doing some stuff with us. So that's why we say working together works.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Leon, if you don't mind holding on, I consider you an angel. And I got another angel coming on just now, Jason Armstrong from beautiful Vancouver, Canada. Jason, are you there? Hello, Jason. Are you there, my friend?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. Welcome. Thanks for coming on with almost no notice. I appreciate
it. That's okay. It worked out.
Good. I was discussing water issues with my angel friends, including Leon McLaughlin from Seattle. He has a foundation where he's been collecting monies to make these water filters for the Hopi and Navajo so they can drink clean water. And he's also on the show with us. Leon, please say hi to my friend Jason and Jason to Leon, if you like.
Hi, Leon.
Hi, Jason. How's it going?
I'm well. Yourself?
Everything's going great. Ted is putting together some really great people. I'm really excited on what he's doing.
Well, thank you, Leon. I couldn't do it without your help. Leon's in touch with water manufacturers, water filter manufacturers, and they've been creating water filters which actually take out radiation so the Hopi can drink clean water, finally. And that goes true for the Navajo, too. So they're both been doing good things for the planet. And Leon, if you'd like, I'd like to have you stay on if you like. You may want to join in on a conversation. I'm going to I was going to talk a little bit about Mount Shasta and have Jason channel Adama if he likes. So you're welcome to stay on, Leon, if you like. Don't feel like you have to hang up or anything.
Okay. All right, Ted. That would be awesome.
Just stay on. And anyway, Jason, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm well. As I was walking outside, a butterfly flew by me.
Okay. That's a sign, actually, from the Sasquatch. They're saying hello to you again. No, seriously, butterflies have a very high vibration, and the spirits and Sasquatch and higher entities will come to you in the form. They actually come in hummingbirds, birds, butterflies, pennies, called pennies from heaven. There's lots of different ways the spirits can communicate, and the vibration of butterflies is usually pretty high. So anyway, they're there, and they're there, and I think it's pretty neat. Have you been talking to Adama recently, Jason?
I have, yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'd love it if you don't mind. I don't want to put you on the spot or Adama on the spot, but I'd love to hear some of your messages. I just came back from Mount Shasta late last night, and I am still floating around with the high vibration energy from Shasta. We'd love some messages from our dear friend Adama today.
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Adama, for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Adama, would you like to give some messages to humanity today? We'd love to hear your wisdom.
Good day, beautiful beings. How are you?
We're fine. We're fine, Adama. It's so good to have you here.
It's always a pleasure. Today, let's talk about the temple within oneself.
Okay.
As always, within the heart, one's temple.
Mm-hmm.
Especially during these times, it's so important for each one to take care of their temple, as it is a sacred spot. The temple is within, and it's also the body. Each being needs to see that they need to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Withstand these energies, move forward. That includes what one puts in their body, the thoughts, one's standing out, the energy that one's around, even the energies in the house. It all affects one's temple. And one sees that's a sacred temple. One is thrust to action to take care of it. Protect it at all means.
Mm-hmm.
For these energies are coming through and higher and higher. If one wants to go through with them with ease and ride the wave, take care of your temple. It allows the body to absorb the energies, allow it to flow through. But if there are any restrictions, bottlenecks of the sort, then one will have suffering and unease. So if one is feeling that, let go of the restrictions. Allow the energy to flow.
Hmm.
That suffering will disappear.
Hmm.
For there are many layers within the temple. As each layer is dealt with, one can deal with more than one layer at a time. Tools are out there. One can go deeper and deeper and clear themselves. It's so important to heal and clear one's temple. But how can one be in service if they themselves are full of distortions, past wounds, traumas? One puts out to the universe that they want to heal and clear the tools will come to them. Their higher selves will lead them where they need to go. Trust in your higher self. For each one's higher self wants to communicate more and more, but yet one needs to be still and willing and able to hear the nudges, feel the nudges, to be aware of the ideas that come through, and also be aware that not all ideas or thoughts are yours. One needs to discern those thoughts, not allow them within your temple. Now repeat again, the temple is sacred. So treat it as such. Everything that's going on to attack that temple. Everything now sent out to, against humanity, all the traumas, the past, and up to now, are designed to attack that sacred temple. So protect it. Realize this is a spiritual battle. And one comes into that knowingness, the higher selves let them know what needs to be done. So trust in yourself. And let go. Do not worry how it's going to end. Do not worry if one is doing the right thing. Do not worry about the process. Trust in yourself. Trust the divine plan. And trust in your higher self. One will be able to go with the flow. And will be brought to where they need to be, what they need to do, in divine order. For one tries to push anything forward before it's time, it's going to be resistance. Not a place to be pushing anymore. To let go and relax. Allow everything to flow through. And be aware of your surroundings. Be aware what's going on. And you'll see the signs. They're everywhere. And if there are people, beings in one's life that's causing issues, let go of them. Trust that they will be taken care of. Well, whatever means is necessary for their evolution. All one needs to do is focus on healing and clearing. One wants to be in service. Ask the universe. Send out your thoughts. And ideas will come to what you need to do. One doesn't always have to be acting all the time. One can be still, rest, relax. Always know that one's higher self will call them to action when it's needed. To heed that call and just do your best. That is it. Also, what's going on in the world? Do not put all your focus on it. Do not worry about it. Every being has a part in this plan, divine plan. It's been going on for eons. Trust the beings are where they need to be and will do what needs to be done to bring about that divine plan. Yes, it's not easy seeing everything that's going on in the world. But do not be sucked in. Do not be attached to it. Realize that those souls are working through their issues. And everything that needs to happen will happen. Move humanity forward. The beings are leaving the earth plane. Have decided to leave on a soul level. And the soul has decided whatever event needs to transpire move them on. So again, Do not react to what you see. Step back. Observe. And then respond once one has been in their heart space, heart mind. One will know what needs to be done, whether that's clearing the energies, anchoring more light onto Gaia, or send out the truth wherever it needs to be. One will know what to do. One learns to listen to those nudges. Do not get caught up in what the news is portraying. Those news stations are only saying what they're told to. They're puppets. Have the script, read it out, open it to people to react and lower their vibration. There's so much more going on in the world. One just needs to ask their higher self, show me.
Sure.
And one will be shown what needs to be shown to move one forward. There's so much love pouring onto this planet, into every being, untold amounts of love from the source, all the beings watching what's going on here, even within inner and hollow earth, are sending the love to each one. All beings are sending their love. So feel it. Sit still and feel that. And energy will come to you. So focus on it. Source has decreed that Gaia and humanity, the ones that choose, will ascend. Let go of that fear. There's no room for it. There's no need for it. The energies are not supporting the fear. So whenever it happens, it fizzles out. There's no place for it anymore. If everyone that chooses is moving on, one needs to realize that one needs to change within as well to accept the new reality. That love, forgiveness, heart-centered society. That's where everyone is moving to. But not everyone is choosing to move there. Everyone has a mission. When that mission is done, some will go back to their home world. And others that are not ready move on to another 3D planet.
Sure.
There's no punishment. There is no, you have to go here because you did something. Based on what the soul needs to evolve, that's it.
Sure.
There's no judgment in this. Whatever is needed in the moment. So one doesn't want to go back to a 3D planet. Make the changes. Do not be in fear of where one's going. Remember, the soul decides what it wants to experience, and the higher self helps with that along.
Mm-hmm.
So just change within you, change your thoughts, patterns, ideas, your actions, change them. One wants to go a different route. Remember, everything is in divine order. Nothing happens before or after. Everything happens for a reason when it needs to. If one wants to find that they're stuck, sit back. Relax, connect with their higher self. And they'll be shown where the blocks are. One's open to receive that information. Or if not, it might be guided to someone who will help them.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, everyone is capable of healing themselves. Seeing that they need to work on themselves. But that takes practice. So continue practicing. And each one will get more in tune. What needs to be done within their bodies. And also remember, the beings, the ones on the dark side, dark ones, they are in need of healing too.
True.
They've gone so far down the road, separated from the source. They don't know anything else to do. Everyone is clearing the energies, or observing them, observe the divinity, neutrality, divine neutrality. Do not judge them. There's always a purpose for everything, spiritual purpose. See the larger plan. For each one is assistant to push humanity forward and awaken as many as possible. Yes, they go too far, which is why there's divine intervention. The reason for everything. Before one thinks they have the answer, step back, observe, see the bigger picture. Also, go out in nature more often. Connect with the trees, the animals. They're wanting to connect. So instead of running by them, slow down. Stop. Touch the tree. Connect. There's so much in nature that wants to connect with humanity. One just needs to. So slow down. It doesn't have to be a race. Be open to receive, and you'll start hearing the telepathic communications. So it's not you talking to yourself. It's the other being wanting to communicate. So communicate to them. Practice. And you'll find it's easier than one imagines. Also, if one wants to change their reality, start thinking about what wants. Visualize. Write down. Start feeling into the energy to align with it. If one wants to change their reality, one must align to it, the energies. Keep practicing that. If one doesn't feel aligned, keep working at it. Till one does. There may be aspects of oneself that's not ready. Honor that. Talk to your other aspects. Talk to your shadow self. And resolve what needs to be resolved. Come into that alignment. Also, in love and gratitude, forgiveness to the water. One was able to clean and clear one's thoughts as well. So send them out, the water, Gaia, to humanity. And one sends out those thoughts, love, gratitude, forgiveness, it helps to heal and go through all that are in its path until it comes to its destination. So send those thoughts out. Do it on a regular basis. It'll get stronger. As one gets stronger, the thoughts get stronger. The energy that gets sent out is stronger. It helps to move everything forward. I send everyone love and gratitude for what you're doing on the surface. It's so amazing watching all of you, what you're doing, bringing this about. There's no one that one needs to look for to save them. There is no saving. Each one of you is doing what you can to move this forward. All of you. Realize that. Being gratitude for being chosen to be on the surface. Not all beings were chosen to be on the surface, for it was known it was going to be an extremely challenging mission. But realize the best of the best were chosen to be on here. Not that one is better than someone else. The beings were able to handle the situation and see it through to the end. Do not give up. Whatever you see or experience, do not give up, for you're almost there. Realize New Earth is around everyone. One just needs to align to it, align to the energies of the New Earth, and you'll bring it through. And I wish everyone well on their journey.
Thank you, Adama. We really appreciate all your wisdom.
Till next time.
All right, my friend. I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you so much again for sharing your wisdom.
Did you add to?
Jason, wow, thank you so much. Yeah. I know I didn't give you much notice before going on air, but Leon, I want to ask a question. Leon, are you there, by the way?
Yes, Ted, I'm here.
Okay, good. One of the questions, and I think I already know the answer, but I want to ask Jason this. Does that include clean water? And, of course, if your body's a temple and it's sacred, of course it would be clean water. And then I want to go back to what Dr. Moto used to say is that water is God and God is water. I'd love your opinions on that.
Yes, that's very important.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so happy to be with Dr. Emoto and just the work that he has done, you know, on the life of water. It just totally changed my life, you know,
sure.
to know that even though I am inventing these water machines, but to have that with it, it's like a bundle package, and it goes hand in hand.
Right, right. Well, Jason?
Yeah, I agree with that. Water filters is important, but also your thoughts are as well, and combine them is just so much more powerful.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly, and that's what blew me away, Jason, because before I was just producing water filters and inventing water filters. Then when I found out with Ted and Michiko and Dr. Emoto, you know, what he'd done in Japan was just, oh, my God. You know what I mean? It was just a whole new level to teach you how water is life and how to respect water. And you put that in. It's like a blessing. You know, it's just like thanking someone when they give you some food or they give you a drink of water. And you say thank you. You don't disrespect it.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the important things. I think Dr. Emoto's research was so important to show that we are all very powerful spiritual beings. For people unfamiliar with Dr. Emoto's work, he was a scientist, and he found that spiritual man. He found that if you send positive thoughts of love and gratitude to water, all on the molecular level, all these beautiful water crystals form. And if you do the same thing, if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, all these negative, the crystals don't form, these ugly form, the geometric forms form. So then he found that if you drink the water that's been increased the vibration, then it'll help, you know, help your health and help prevent disease and all kinds of things and make you happier. And And so that was just groundbreaking. And for many years, people made fun of him. Some did anyway. I didn't, but some did. But now his ideas are getting much more mainstream, that we are conscious, powerful, conscious human beings, and we can create a much better and happier world. And this is something, of course, that all of the great spirits have told me, John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, it's important for us to keep positive, good thoughts in our head, if possible, because we create the kind of reality we want. And I really enjoyed Adama's talk about the temple within all of us. Jason, are you there? Leon?
Oh, yeah. It's so important. When one changes their thoughts and their actions, the love just comes up within, and you can feel that just bubbling out mm-hmm. into their physical body.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Leon, I got to tell you, I think both of you are guided. I know you're both guided by angels, and I appreciate your help so much. I'll put you guys in touch if you like, Jason. Leon provides clean water filters for people around the world, and he's really an angel in disguise. He's got wings and everything, flies around. But anyway, he does great work. So anyway, I wanted to tell you that.
Well, Ted, you're the greatest. It, what we call you is just when we thought it was great, it got even greater. Because you could put me in with Dr. Emoto out of Japan and Michiko out of Japan, and for us to team up, it was, you know, lightning in a bottle.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Well, you know, there's so many things we can do to make this world a better place. And one thing that, as I mentioned, that President Kennedy told me about a month ago, he said that the amount of positive light around the planet has increased by about 20% during this COVID thing. So there's good things, and it's actually helping us ascend even faster than we were before. So, and that's a good thing, because people have had to have compassion and care about each other and help each other out. And those are all good things that help humanity. So that's good things. So I'm happy about that.
Ted, you're so right, because if you don't help each other, I mean, why be ruthless? You know, it's,
right.
What will that get you? Nowhere. So that
right.
If you can do something, then, you know, it's like I said, when I got in the water, I said, okay, I got the skills to do this. You know, other than
right.
that, I would have just gave a donation to someone that was doing it. So
right.
to be able to make a difference is unbelievable.
Right, right. Well, I may be going down to Arizona next month, and if you've got filters or whatever you want to deliver, just I can just pack it up in my vehicle and just take it down. So just
I will definitely do that, because we're yeah. ordering more filters. So I'll give you those filters for sure.
Okay. Okay. And if I need to rent a U-Haul trailer, I can do that too, to expand my stuff. So, I mean, it's might as well, you know, it's, and Jason, I hope the border opens soon so you can come to Shasta at the end of next month, my friend.
Yeah. I'll just have to leave it up to the universe, to where I need to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Well, let me get my pendulum out and I'll see what it says. So far, what's happened is that the border has been, they've been closing the border between the United States and Canada every 30 days. So like the current shutdown started on, I think, July 22nd and lasts till August 21st. So the 21st of every month, it seems to be a keep. I don't know how they ended up with the 21st, but of every month, but that's what they've been doing. So we'll see what the pendulum says. I got a yes, you'll be able to come down. And that's good news, because I have other friends in Canada too, like Bob, you know, Bob, and next.
Yeah, it should be good.
Jason, I want to thank you so much for bringing Adama in and giving me all these beautiful messages.
You're welcome.
I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to see you. And Leon, you're welcome to come to Shasta too if you like, the end of next month.
As I would always. Love to, Ted. I would love to. Let's definitely do it. I mean, I'm all in.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. It's about, from Seattle, it's about a 9-hour trip. 10, maybe 9. It depends on, and if you, that's about, you know, the speed limit. If you drive, however, if you drive at 250 miles an hour, you can get there in 2 hours. So, just kidding.
I got the Batmobile.
You probably get
Ted.
That's
I got the Batmobile. I'll be there.
I've asked my friends in the Galactic Alliance about beaming me down there, and they said they're busy. But I will be able to travel, they said, in a couple of years. So if, you know, you can go on a space available basis. So, I did go on board at Lydian Admiral Halosaurus's mothership when I was there last week. And the ship itself was half organic and half metal. And the metal part, were consoles everywhere, and they all had different colors. And the engineers on the craft, they programmed the UFO by either by touching these screens, which have different colors, or they do it telepathically, because the vessel itself is organic and it's alive. And so you got to always think nice thoughts if you want to keep your vessel going in a nice way. if you get angry, you could cause something to blow up, and that's not too cool, especially if you're out in space, you know, and you're miles away from a gas station or a restaurant or anything, several billion miles away from anything, the nearest planet, you know, and there's no telephones, so forget about calling 911, you know. I mean, if you did call 911 here on Earth, what would you do? Help, my spacecraft's been blown up. Can you help me? So be kind of tough time. So anyway, you've got to be careful of your thoughts. But I think as we shift into the fifth dimension, people will recognize that more. Also, too, and I wonder, and this run this by you, is as we go into the fifth dimension, we will communicate telepathically primarily, and the language will become secondary from what I've been told. Has Adama told you much about that, Jason, by the way?
Yeah, everyone's going to be telepathic. You won't need to speak.
Really? Wow.
And you'll be able to read other people's thoughts, so we need to learn how to behave.
Right.
Right.
Well, since this is a Friday and we're now in the fifth dimension, telepathically speaking, could we go into the future and get the winning lotto numbers for Monday and then just go ahead and buy the tickets? Would that be possible? Do you know?
He's laughing.
Well, just thinking out loud. If he wants to be more serious, I can. But anyway, you can also, if you're becoming more telepathic, then you can also, if you've got a cat or dog, you can read the minds of your pet and see whether, like if you've got a cat, whether the cat likes, you know, get another mouse or would like some seafood, maybe some caviar or fresh salmon. Or if you've got a dog, that the dog could tell you whether you need to get a bone for him. You know, lots of important information like that. So anyway. Anyway, one last thing, Jason. Do you have any messages for Leon in his important water work?
Continue to distribute those filters. A lot of beings need it.
Okay.
Hey, well, you got it, Jason. Whatever we need to do, just let me know, and you got it. And Ted is here, too, so let's put it together. Like I said earlier, working together works. So let's do whatever we have to do to save these lives, these children and their families.
Yeah. Well, I can, you know, even if the reservation, Hopi reservation, is closed next month, I can easily drive down there, get a U-Haul, take a whole bunch of water filters with me and drop them off like Flagstaff, and then have them come up and meet me. And like Martha meets them in Flagstaff, buys the food there, and then they distribute it on the reservation, even if the reservation is closed, so she can do that. So we'll work it out. We'll talk about it next couple days. Well, if possible, Eric, could you please play John F. Kennedy's Ask Not speech now quickly, and then we'll go back to my guests. Thanks so
and
much.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
from his inauguration speech in 1961. And if he was saying this today, he would leave everything the same except for the freedom of men and women. So anyway, but that's what he meant by his speech. But anyway, that's always inspiring. And I always love hearing from him. And he's here, actually, with me now. And he wanted me to play this toward the end of the show here. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left. And Jason and then Leon, I'd love to have you say some words to wrap up your wonderful interviews today.
Yeah, thanks, Ted. I just want everyone to know that we're all protected. If you weren't, we still wouldn't be here.
True.
And to do any kind of part that one can do in this, this is helpful. It doesn't matter how small it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then to keep healing and clean ourselves, that's going to help the most. It goes right into the grid and affects the collective consciousness of humanity.
Great, great, great. Thank you, Jason. And I know we're going to get through this. Humanity has always faced challenges in the past, but we're still here. And that's the good news. And we've always gotten through challenges in the past. So I look at what's going on in the world now, just another something else to deal with. And I know we're going to get through it. So we have to always maintain a positive viewpoint and attitude. Because it'll make things go easier, and I know things will get better. And Leon, I'd love to have you some words of wisdom, too. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left.
Yes, Ted, I would like to say that if anybody want to join us from A to Z or donate, it's a tax write-off. If you donate for the water units for the Hopi tribe, we're also putting people's names on those water machines as a legacy deal. And you can go to www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. You can call me, text me, whatever. And we need help from A to Z. Like I said before, grant writing, donations, PPE. I mean, anybody that want to join us, please join us, because these children and their families of the Hopi and Navajo tribe need it. And it's a really bad situation there, drinking that arsenic and uranium. So we want corporations to join us. We want everyone to join us. And please join us. We need the help.
And one thing, too, it because the water is so bad there, it lowers people's immune systems. So when the virus is there, it makes it worse. People otherwise who would have strong, healthy immune systems can fight the virus back. But if you've got a compromised immune system and you're drinking radioactive and arsenic flavored water, it's harder to maintain your health. And so I think that's another reason why there's been an increase in virus cases down there. But you know, the clean water and the food really help. $600-$700. I want to thank Paul so much, and also from Spokane and his beautiful family, and Deborah in Brazil as well for her generous contribution of $1,000 toward food for the Hopi, like $600-$700 will provide food for several hundred people. They really make it stretch with fresh vegetables and fruit on the reservation, because they're just not getting food supplies right now, especially in the first and second mesas of the Hopi reservation. And your 100% of all monies go right to them. And it's the same thing with the clean water, too. We're all volunteers here. 100% of all monies go to get clean water filters. I think they're what, $125 a piece? Is that right, Leon? For the water,
$125 gets you a water unit that would last for 30 years. We change the filters once a year after 10,000 gallons of water has been used, but the unit lasts you for 30 years. And those are the units that we're putting in the homes there.
Wonderful. Well, Jason and Leon, thank you so much for coming on today. Eric, if we could, I'd love to play the Japanese water song now to wrap up today's program. And I all look forward to talking to you again a week from today. And I hope you have a beautiful and happy day. Thank you so much again for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Uchuu no kanata ni